I was framed. I don't know by who or how he did it, but I am innocent. I promise. It was my senior year. Graduation day was quickly approaching. My stress levels were high because I was in charge of designing the school's yearbook. Looking back, I was dumb for accepting the task. It was a lot more work than what I bargained for, especially since I was a serial procrastinator. I had 2 more weeks to finish the book. Luckily, I only had 2 classes on Fridays, so most of my day could be spent working on the book. This particular Friday I am about to describe will haunt me for the rest of my life. After my 2nd class ended, I booked it to the computer lab. The room was pretty high tech. You needed a key card to get into the room. After scanning my key card, I sat down at one of the computers and got started. I opened up the editing software. As the program was loading, my computer suddenly powered down. I tried turning the computer back on, but nothing happened. Just when I was about to switch computers, the lights in the room went off. I got up from my chair and decided to get an IT guy to help me out. I tried to open the door, but it wouldn't budge. I pushed my body weight into it, but it was locked shut. I thought this was bizarre, because you only needed the key card to get in, not out. The door was always unlocked from the inside. I peered out of the small rectangular window in the door. There was no one. Class was in session, so all the students and teachers were in their rooms. In every classroom, my school had these black landline phones. They had quick dial functions for all the main offices. I made my way over to the phone, picked it up, and placed it to my ear. No dial tone. Well, this is weird, I thought to myself. I pulled my cell phone out of my pocket. I glanced down at my phone. In the upper right-hand corner, it said no signal. This was getting a little ridiculous. I've always had perfect cellular signal at my school, especially since there was a radio tower nearby. Now I was getting angry. I had all this work to get done and couldn't do a single thing. I can't even get out of the damn room or call anybody for help. As time went on, my anger turned to rage. I banged on the wall, hoping to get the attention of an adjacent class. Nobody responded. I sat myself down at the computer again. The only thing I could do was wait for the period to be over and get the attention of a passerby. In frustration, I pressed the power button of the computer again. Nothing happened. I sat there, contemplating my next move. All of a sudden, all the computers in the lab turned on. They didn't boot up like normal, though. A white screen popped up on every monitor. Then a logo appeared. The image looked to be a diamond inside of a pitchfork. I didn't know what to think. Was this a glitch? It couldn't be. This had to be a deliberate action by somebody. Maybe somebody hacked into the school system. One by one, computers started shutting off around me. Every computer monitor went dark, besides the one right in front of me. The white screen with the creepy logo still appeared on my screen. Randomly black text appeared below the logo. Please click to continue. Well, I had nothing better going on. Intrigued, I clicked on the logo. A screen popped up. It was a live video of me. I slowly turned around. Behind me, in the corner of the ceiling, was a security camera. A red light was blinking on it, showing that it was recording. I turned back and faced the screen. I said aloud, "Nice joke, whoever you are." Then, what looked to be a live video of the front of the school loaded. All of a sudden, a man holding a gun entered into view. As the man became clearer, I realized it was me. How did you? Before I could finish speaking, gunshots rang out. The gunshots corresponded to me on the video opening fire. "How the hell did you do this?" I asked. More gunshots rang out. The gunshots didn't seem entirely real. It sounded as if they were coming over the PA system. I could hear the yells and screams of students in nearby classrooms. The loudspeaker sounded. It was the principal.
Code red, active shooter on the premises. I repeat, there is a gunman on campus.
The live stream on my screen switched to a view of my room. Even though I was still seated in my chair, the video showed me by the door. I was pointing a rifle out of the rectangular window in the door. The video froze. An email screen popped up. The image of me holding the gun by the door was sent as an email attachment. The email recipient was the principal. The subject said, "I am not going down without a fight." I yelled at the screen, "Who the hell are you? And what do you want from me?" More gunshots rang out over the PA system. "Stop this sick joke right now," I screamed. I got up from the computer and looked out the window. Across the way was the principal's office. I could see him talking on the phone and pointing in my direction. I whispered under my breath, "This is not good." I went back over to the computer. This time the screen was completely white. Then a creepy clown face popped up on the screen. It was laughing uncontrollably. The creepy laughs boomed over the loudspeaker in the room. My heart was racing. I thought to myself, why is this happening to me? The clown face disappeared. Now the screen went back to the front of the school. SWAT cars pulled up. Faculty were pointing them in the direction of my room. Now the reality hit me. They might actually kill me by mistake. I hid under the desk. I could hear the SWAT team getting closer and closer. They were right in front of the door. All of a sudden, gunshots rang across the loudspeaker. The SWAT team immediately returned fire. Bullets whizzed across my head. The door got kicked down. Flashbangs flew in and I became dazed. Next thing I knew, I was in an interrogation room. I told them everything that happened. They confiscated the computers and found nothing on them. They were convinced I was the one who orchestrated the whole prank. Since there was no evidence, I was never charged. That didn't matter though. All my classmates thought I planned the sick prank. The whole ordeal trashed my reputation, and my senior year was ruined. Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a minute to leave a review. Your review directly helps the podcast grow and allows me to continue coming out with the best horror stories on the internet. Thank you so much.